Hare Krishna. Yesterday, I had a surprise visit from my god sister, Govinda Dasi, who joined Krishna consciousness a long time ago, 1967. And she's a little older than I am. And she came from Slovenia with a few ladies who helped her. I didn't know. By the time she got here, I got back from the pool. So we had lunch together and a long talk after. Talked about a lot of things, but what was very interesting is that she was just sitting to my left when we were eating. And the first topic that she opened up with was really pleased with New Brajadham. In fact, she stayed there until 9 o'clock at night, which meant that she didn't get back until 1 o'clock in the morning. She sent me a message saying this is really what Srila Prabhupada wanted. But one of the reasons that she was emphasizing was that when she joined, and she was Srila Prabhupada's secretary for 3 years, that Prabhupada was always emphasizing how horrible Western civilization was and how it is destined for doom. And she said constantly, Prabhupada was always, every day, he was constantly in that situation and speaking about those things. She gave some examples. Prabhupada talked about demons in the form of bears coming up and living in the caves of Russia with a plan to make the world atheistic. Talked about how the cities would just implode and packs of dogs would wander around hunting people. Blood would flow in the streets. A lot of doom and gloom. And her theory, she asked if I knew Purushottam and the story about him, which I did. Purushottam was a American devotee who came with Srila Prabhupada to London, his first trip in London. And just at the time when there was the moon landing, first moon landing. And of course Srila Prabhupada was watching and he was ridiculing it. He said it's not possible for men to go to the moon. But Purushottam couldn't accept that, and he couldn't accept how Prabhupada could just reject what was, you know, the moon landing right in front of him on TV. So Purushottam left. He left Krishna consciousness. Her idea was that after that, Srila Prabhupada really decreased the amount of doom and gloom talk that he did, although it isn't that he didn't. I certainly have collected a lot of Prabhupada's statements, and there's a lot. And Srila Prabhupada also was very emphatic that instead upon us opening farms, and this was one of the reasons for a place for devotees to glow. So I told her, you know, since I've been here in Hungary, and for 30 years I've been trying to convince devotees that things aren't going to stay the way they are, but I don't think they really understand or accept. And she said, well, I've been doing the same for 50 years, and I don't see people either accepting or understanding. Says even my godbrothers and godsisters. So we had a common theme of discussion. It wasn't something that I would bring up, but she brought it up in connection with the fact that she saw a New Brajadham, and she saw how much it actually fulfilled the desire of Srila Prabhupada. So I was happy to see that someone else also shared my real concern, not because I'm just a pessimist, but which I'm not really, but rather share the belief in what Srila Prabhupada had said. And Prabhupada had told us to be aware that yes, there will be war, the war will expand. And yes, she then told me that she had also reliable astrological predictions of the imminent development of the war front and the economic problems that come along with that. Hare Krishna. So I thought I would share that. Not something that I haven't talked about before, but here it is. It's coming from one of Prabhupada's early disciples and someone who seemed to hear the same theme from Srila Prabhupada on almost a daily basis. Sounded like that. Hare Krishna.